Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. We are so glad that you guys have tuned in for another episode. Each week, we are trying to bring you the most engaging interviews with some of the most amazing brands that we possibly can find. And we are certainly on the hunt to do that. And today, I feel like we are really going to deliver a power-packed episode you will not want to miss. We are going to be talking with somebody who's created their own brand. They have really changed the game. You know, a lot of guys like to wear French cuff shirts and wear cufflinks, but if you've ever wanted to roll up your sleeves and still rock a really fashionable pair of cufflinks, then this is for you. If you also like the kind of shirts that have a pattern on the inside and you turn up your sleeve once so everybody can see the intricate design that's on the inside of the cuff of the shirt, we're about to take that to the next level. Steve from Reverse Cufflinks will be joining us shortly. Also, we are going to be talking a little bit of business on today's episode. We have somebody who is a professional publicist. And so if you've ever had some questions about marketing versus branding, all those questions will be answered. It's great to have the insight from somebody who is in the industry and works with people who are in the music business, people who are in the entertainment industry. And so today we have that perfect blend of lifestyle and fashion. So buckle up and get ready. This is going to be a great show you will not want to miss. But before we get into the show, real quick, go to thelifeofagent.com, download your free copy of the ebook or the audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. That's our gift to you just for tuning into the show. We are so glad that you joined us. Let's get this show started.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Well, gentlemen, I know that you have been looking for innovative products, something that's going to set you apart from the crowd and make you really stand out. And today, we have somebody that has developed the perfect product that you all are looking for. On the line, we have Steve from Reverse Cufflinks. Steve, welcome to the show.
Richard, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we are so glad that we can connect with you because I had a chance to visit your website and I was just blown away. Not only is this product innovative, it's stylish. And you know, probably right now people are saying, well, what's a reverse cufflink? You know? So, Steve, why don't you go ahead and tell us what it is and how the product works exactly?
I can do that for you. And it's funny you ask that question, Richard, because most everybody does. Reverse cufflink. I don't understand. Does it turn my shirt inside out? That's why the website's so important, to be able to go on there and look and understand how it works. But the very basics behind the whole idea, Richard, is simple. They are cufflinks made for button cuff shirts. Not for French cuff shirts, which you know we've all had and we've all worn those type cufflinks. These are actually made for button cuff shirts. So, you know, as you know what, I mean, Richard, you could go out tonight to dinner and see 12 gentlemen in the restaurant with their shirts all rolled up. Well, instead of doing that, the idea behind the reverse cufflink is you simply turn the sleeve back once, hence reverse. You put the cufflink on, it loops onto the button on your cuff, and it allows you, because it's paracord, which is elastic, it allows you to push your sleeve up as far as you would like without having to turn the cuff again, and they'll stay in place because of that elastic.
Wow. Now, that description you gave really does explain a lot, so guys out there listening, I can see you shaking your heads. This makes sense. But here's the big question, Steve. How in the world did you come up with this idea? Because you've kind of really totally turned the cuffling industry on its head, because most times, like you said, you have to have French cuffs, but now you don't. So What prompted this idea?
It's actually a funny story, Richard. 2.5 years ago, I would say, maybe a little bit more, I bought a beautiful Robert Graham shirt. And I wanted to go, my wife and I would go to dinner with a couple of other couples, some friends of ours, and really was looking forward to wearing it. And if you're familiar with those, you turn the cuff up once and they have very elaborate cuffs on the inside. So I wore it to dinner, and unfortunately I'm one of those people that can't talk without moving their hands. So I'm sitting at the dinner table and I've got my elbows on the table and I'm talking and the cuffs are flapping around and I push them up out of the way and then they fall back down. And my wife, when we get in the car to go home, she goes, "Let me see your shirt for a second." And she started pointing out all the stains on my cuff from dinner and like naming them, which really made me laugh. She goes, "I love the shirt. Totally love the shirt, but you gotta find a better way to wear it." That was the whole start. I mean, literally the next day on Sunday, I started fooling around with a regular French cuff, or French cuff link, and an elastic band, and started fooling around, playing around with it. I was like, "This, you know, who knows? This might actually work. I don't know." But that was 2.5 years ago, so when we're here today, so I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah, that's a great story. You know, I always say that most people come up with a business idea based off an experience or a need, and seems like you definitely met that need. Now you can show off your Robert Graham shirt in style, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're beautiful shirts, and it's funny. I've talked to so many friends of mine who literally, whether it be Graham or there's an awful lot of those shirt makers out there now, where they stopped wearing them just for that particular reason. And so, you know, not only is it you know, provides some fashion because it adds a little class to the shirt, but the comfort and function of it is what's really great, because it doesn't have to be a fancy shirt. I mean, the white shirt you wore to work today, you put a pair of tiger eye cufflinks on it, push your sleeve up, and you're ready to go out to dinner. And the other four guys at the bar all have their sleeves rolled up 8 times, and they look over at you and go, "What is that?" Happens all the time to me. So I think the functionality of it too has a lot to do with the popularity.
Yeah, that's a great picture you just painted. I can see that, you know, looking really sharp at a bar or something like that with the white shirt. And you mentioned tiger eye. Now, so what are these reverse cufflinks made out of? What different materials? It sounds like there's a wide range that we can choose from if we go to your website.
Yes, you can. And the key to the design is that you can really custom make anything you want within the parameters of the design. So the base of the cufflink is 304 grade stainless steel. For anybody out there who knows about stainless, very high grade of stainless steel. It's funny, so many people think their watches are made of gold and silver, when 99% of them were actually made with stainless and gold, because the stainless will, but doesn't, you know, doesn't dull. It doesn't have to be polished. Trust me, I've dropped enough of these. They will not break. And then if you just take whatever you want to put on the inside of it, we've done a lot of things in the metal area, like stainless steel, a polished stainless steel, some other different colored metals that can also be engraved or monogrammed with your initials in it. And then the second liner is precious stones. And the stones range from black onyx to lapis to purple amethyst to mother of pearl. And actually recently I just purchased some copper turquoise, some malachite, which is green with black lines through it, and a stone called labradorite that, Richard, I'm at a loss to tell you, it changes every time you look at it in the light.
Oh, wow.
So it would match, I don't know, probably every shirt in the closet. And I just actually personally, when I did those samples, I made them myself, and I'm really, really happy with those. So this, you know, again, there's just a great deal of variety of what you can do. And if we don't have something on the site, just send me an email and we can make it for you.
Wow, that's amazing that you guys can even customize. But I had a chance to go on the website, and there's already so many different styles to choose from already. One of my favorites is just the stainless steel one itself. I think that's a real classic look. And then also I noticed the gloss white aluminum. I think with a darker color shirt, that shiny white would really, really pop. I mean, it's just an amazing look that you can create.
I agree. It's just a really good kind of depends on your shirts and what's in your closet, but I love the stainless too, because it goes with everything. I mean, what doesn't stainless steel go with? And being made of that polished stainless, it's really, it looks like sterling silver is what it looks like, but it's much more durable. So I do, I some of the plain ones, it's funny you mentioned the white aluminum. We're doing a photo shoot tomorrow, and I was picking out some pairs for the photo shoot, and I pulled out a pair of the white aluminum that I hadn't looked at in a while. I was like, you know, these are great. I don't know why we don't sell more of these. I really like these. So it's funny you bring it up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that one for a blue shirt. I think that would look really sharp. Some dark jeans, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It could be just a casual blue shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it takes your casual look up a whole nother level. You know, I'm one of those guys too, especially on weekends and after work. I roll up my sleeves and, you know, like you said, you fold over your sleeves like 8 times. After that, you really got to take that shirt to the cleaners because it's totally wrinkled. You have an accordion on your sleeve. And I think this product also solves that problem. I could get some more wears out of my shirt by just using the reverse cufflink instead of rolling up the sleeve about 4 or 5 times.
Right, it's so easy to just push it up and keep it in place that way, where you don't have to fool with it. I mean, it doesn't mean it won't come down sometime during the evening, but I mean, just by able to slide it up your arm and let it stay there, it looks better, it feels better, it's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, and it's a conversation starter too. I think when somebody sees you wearing it, like you said, they're going to ask, what's that? Has that been your experience? Have people stopped you and said, hey, what do you have going on there?
You know who asked it most are the waiters at restaurants.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just simply, you know, I've got, you know, you're not supposed to, it's impolite, but I have my elbows on the table and I'm talking and they can easily see them and they look 2 or 3 times and the next time they come to the table, they stop and look and go, what exactly is that? You know, I should explain it to them. It takes 2 seconds to explain it to them. I mean, they look at it, they're like, wow, that's a great idea. I said, well, you know, go give them a card or tell them, you know, put in your phone, go to the website and check it out. That is a funny part, though, because people will start looking over going, how did that work?
Yeah, I could definitely see how that would happen. Now, speaking of talking to people, you know, a lot of people that listen to this show are want to be entrepreneurs. They have ideas in their head, but sometimes they're scared, a little bit nervous to execute them. So, you know, you're somebody who jumped out there into the field of entrepreneurship. What advice would you give to somebody that might be sitting on a great idea like this?
Well, number one is be patient. I can just tell you there's no such thing as an overnight sensation, especially in this business. And I never expected it to be, but it's given me time to go through and make the mistakes that you have to make to get down the road. But patience is key, number one. Number two is get advice at the very beginning. I did the same thing as most people would do, thinking I've got to have an attorney and I've got to have this and I've got to have that. And I was fortunate enough to talk with a few friends of mine and said, no, the majority of that paperwork, like your LLC filing, your DBA filing, your tax filing, you can do all of that online. Most of that, it's easy, it's not that expensive, and it's not that difficult. Now, when you get like into patent, because I have a patent pending on these, then attorneys are coming into play. I mean, I would never do that on my own. But I will tell you, if anybody out there just wants to talk and run through an idea, it's funny because one of my neighbors has an idea. He wants nothing to do with marketing or selling the product. He just wants to develop it and then sell it off to someone else who wants it. And I'm like, okay, that sounds easy enough. I mean, my road was a lot tougher. So you're ready to go. Come on over. We'll sit down and put together a plan. And to me, it's like, why not? In today's, you know, work environment, it's nice to have, you know, something you're doing either on the side or full time that's your own.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's the thing. You know, people think they have to go all in, you know, push all the chips to the middle of the table. But you can do things on the side. Let it grow organically. Let it grow a little bit over time. And before you know it, you've got a real budding business on your hand.
Exactly. Exactly. But again, it's just, you know, my feeling is be patient. Take your time. You know, you're going to make some mistakes along the way. But don't be afraid to get it out there and get in front of people. It's been fun, some of the folks that I've met that you know, I personally wouldn't think I would have met because of being associated with reverse cufflinks.
Yeah. Now speaking of reverse cufflinks, now how long have you been in business exactly?
Actually, the LLC was, so the company was filed on October 30th of 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm approaching the 2-year anniversary.
Definitely. Now that is something to be proud of and making strides. I mean, especially in an industry like fashion, it's not easy, but I think because you have such an innovative product, it's working well for you.
You're right. Innovation, but it does work two ways, Richard, because as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, what is a reverse cufflink? So you do have to overcome that hurdle, but then once they figure out what it is, it's like, oh, wow, this is great. So there is that learning curve. But yeah, if it wasn't unique, it's awful tough. Awful tough.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you could look at it like, hey, we could be just another cufflink company. But instead,
right. You
guys are reverse cufflinks. It's totally different. I love it because I love things that are original, and I want people to see, you know, a new accessory or something that I have and ask me, you know, what is that? And then I'll tell them, I'm not telling you. No, I'm joking. but the fact that you have something unique that kind of kicks the outfit up to the next level, you know, and that's the thing I love about it. It accentuates what you're already probably going to do anyway.
Right. And the second part for me, you know, from the style side is it's quality made. This is not a piece that's going to fall apart on you. In fact, that stainless steel you could probably run over with a truck, would not have to worry about it. And the cord that attaches the paracord, if you are familiar with it, is used mostly outdoors, marine use, parachutes. So extremely durable, other than using an elastic band or something. I can't see these failing on you. So the quality part was really, really important to us.
Yeah, and I have to stress that too. The pair that I have really was blown away by the quality. So guys, I can't stress that enough. They feel expensive. Put it like that. It's not like you go on a website like Amazon and you order something sometimes and you get it and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't what I saw. It's kind of the opposite with these reverse cufflinks because it's actually better in person. You know, it's one of those products that once you get into your hand, I think you appreciate it even more because you can tell the quality work and the craftsmanship that's gone into it. I feel like I'll have my pair for years.
I would hope so. And if you didn't, you know, all you had to do was call me.
Hey,
I'll take care of you.
And that's awesome as well. You know, it's great to have people that stand behind their brands. I can see why. I mean, it's a totally, totally quality product. But Steve, I've really enjoyed this discussion, but I want to do one last thing before we wrap up, and that's let people know how they can follow you on social media and connect with you guys. And of course, the website once again, so that we can get on there and make a purchase, because that's ultimately what I would love for everybody to do. Get on the website and check it out.
Thank you very much. Website is simple. It's reversecufflinks.com. And social media is all the same. It's all reverse cufflinks on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We are on all platforms. You can also connect to all of those via the website also. So reversecufflinks.com. And please go take a peek. And if you have any feedback, I love feedback, or you have any questions, just send me an email. My email address is right on there.
Steve, we really appreciate your time and coming on the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. We would love to have you come back on in the future and maybe tell us about some updates and things like that. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, Richard.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Life of the Gentleman. My name is Dennis, and I'm here to let you guys know the Style Tip of the Week. Very important right now that you guys listen. Today's tip of the week is going to be something I get asked very often. Do belts and shoes have to match? They do not need to match exactly, but they could be around the same ballpark. Meaning you can wear oatmeal, a shoe, a brown belt. You know, a dark brown belt, dark brown shoes is fine. The only thing that I would, you know, try to stay away from is black suit, dark brown. So it's pretty much, as long as they're in the same ballpark, I guess it's fine. I'm not big on, you know, matching my shoe with my belt, so kind of like your own preference. But if you are going to try to match them up, please try to stay away from the same color tones, and you guys should be all right.
I like that tip, Dennis. One of the questions that people bring out sometimes is, what about ox blood shoes? You know, what kind of belt can you wear with that?
I would stick with tan.
You know, I've seen a few guys mix in a dark black suit with ox blood shoes, and I think you probably could squeeze by with a black belt if it's kind of a formal occasion, though.
Yeah, if it's a formal occasion, if you're trying to be more fashion forward than the tan, but most, you know, preferably it would have to be black.
All right, nice, good tip. Now, where's a good place to start, you know, when you're thinking about buying a belt? Because,
well, when you usually buy belts, you know, one thing that I tell people to do is have reversible belts. Get the 2-for-1 where you're able to, you know, reverse the buckle and it'll turn into either brown or black on each side. I think that works and it kind of saves you money too.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Hey, since we're talking about belts just a little bit, I got another question, and that's about the belts that are not the traditional buckle, but kind of like a utility belt where it's a latch system where you just kind of pull it through. Have you seen those belts?
Yeah, those are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, now, which do you prefer, and does it really matter?
It doesn't matter. I usually like the silver buckle, by the way. That's another thing that you have to keep in mind, instead of the overpowering gold buckle. For some reason, it gives a little bit of a better touch. It tones down the suit, instead of you having that gold buckle just glittering all over the place and overpowering a nice, you know, blue suit.
Yeah, now that's a great tip right there. We don't want to do that. So, no cowboy buckle, no trucker look?
Nah, keep the belt thing simple. I mean, and also, if you wanted to wear fabric belts, that's also fine. I personally like to do those mostly in summertime, though.
Oh, yeah, nice tip. Yeah, you can do those in the summertime. Looks a little funny in the colder months, right?
Yeah, nice pair of chinos cuffed up and a woven shirt. That's a good summer look, but it's fall and winter time, so stick to those nice leather belts.
Great tip. We appreciate it. Let everybody know how they can follow you and get in touch if they have some more questions.
All right, guys. You can follow me on Instagram at Dennis_Styles, and I'll be back again next week for another fashion tip of the week, man.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus 4 matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today is a special day for us because we have a guest that's new to the show, but definitely going to bring us some great information. We have on the line JT, or you may know him as Jonathan Thomas. He is a publicist, and we'd like to welcome him to the show. How's it going today, Jonathan?
Greetings, sir. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Doing well. Glad you're able to join us. You know, we've connected on Instagram, and I think we follow each other, and I admire what you're doing. And, you know, this show, we talk about fashion, but we've also started to incorporate more about business. And nobody will probably know more than you, because you work with a lot of different businesses. So we want to have you on and give your perspective and share with us what you do. So to open things up, why don't you go ahead and just lay out to everyone what it is you do and how it all works.
Sure, absolutely. My name is JT, aka JT the Publicist. Like you mentioned, to open, perception and image is like the first impression that a consumer or the person, you know, gets out of the gate when they meet you. So I think fashion coupled with what I do, definitely they go hand in hand. But I'm a PR, marketing, branding specialist. We specialize in creating businesses and helping businesses create identity and coming up with strategies to kind of create awareness and excitement about their products, about their brand. And the brand can be a product, the brand can be a person, the brand can be an event. And that's kind of what we, you know, what we do. I started off in the entertainment industry very, very early on the entertainment scene. As an actor, actually, in front of the camera. During that time, I kind of realized there was a lot of interest in the business side of things. When I started talking to producers and talking to casting agents and all of these individuals that had intricate, detailed parts of the machine that made the entertainment industry work. And from there, I kind of just found my niche, you know, just kind of seeing how the industry worked. And, you know, from there, this is kind of where I am now.
Yeah, it's exciting, the journey that you've been on. You've done a lot of different things, like you mentioned. You know, but there was one thing that you made mention of when you said that it can be a product or a person that needs marketing, or a product or a person that could be a brand. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because we've been stressing that over the past few weeks, that the way people view you is really you yourself being a brand. Can you go into a little bit more detail for that?
Absolutely. In today's day and age, especially with social media, the internet, you know, us being able to access artists, athletes, you know, at the click of a button, it's important that you as the brand or you as a person, you're able to portray yourself in a certain way that's likable, that you can monetize it. I mean, for the most part, that's what it's about. It's about either monetizing or gathering or gaining followers and whatnot. So it's important that as you develop a brand, and the brand is your identity, your brand is your calling card, your trademark, what people know you for. When you look at McDonald's, they're selling hamburgers and chicken nuggets, but they're also buying into a legacy that has been created by creating exceptional experiences, mostly for families and for kids, through fast food. When you think about Nike, you look at the swoosh is more than just a check. It's associated with winning. So, you know, when people look at you as an individual, as a product, you have to ask yourself, what exactly do you want to portray? What do you want them to think about you? And then, derivatively, do you want that to translate into dollars? Do you want it to translate into, you know, whatever you're trying to transition into, you want your brand to stand for that. So you have certain pillars that your brand may stand upon. It may be, you might take Jimmy John's, you know, freakishly fast service, you know, it may take, I don't know, something, whatever your favorite brand is, you think about it, and they portray that through their marketing strategy and through the identity of their brand. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, no, definitely. That makes perfect sense. And Jimmy John's, that's a good one. You know, I just went there the other day for a sandwich, and, you know, it literally was completed in about a minute. And it's amazing how, like you said, different brands, you know, they kind of align themselves with certain principles or certain look or feel or vibe. If we're a person who's establishing our own brand, or let's say it's just our personality, like you mentioned, or let's say we have a product, you know, at what point could we approach someone like you and work with you? Because some might feel that their brand is too small to actually work with a branding and marketing specialist. Would that be the case? Is there any such thing as too small?
Well, I believe that the branding process is the infancy stages of developing a business, actually. You know, a lot of people get branding associated or mixed up with marketing. And I'll explain the difference. So your brand literally is the principles and the foundation of what your service stands for and how the consumer identifies it. When you think about Fiji Water and Boss versus Dasani and Ozarka, all four of them are water companies. But there is a separation because you consider Fiji Water and Boss, quote unquote, boutique style or upper echelon, you know, water, and it's because of the way they marketed the brand, if that makes any sense, versus Dasani, which is your everyday sports water, everyday consumer water. Initially, you know, from the onset, developing your brand, developing the identity and how the consumer associates you with the marketplace, that can come, you know, as early as how you decide, you know, what you're going to call the company or call the product. You know, so that's like in the very early stages. you know, once you kind of establish that, then it's about creating awareness about that brand, about that product, coming up with a strategy to disseminate the information to the consumer. So, you know, your marketing is your social media plots. It's, you know, so your marketing is advertisement. Your marketing is literally the strategy that you use to get your product or get your service or get yourself out there.
Yeah, I like that. The difference that you broke down for us between branding and marketing, that was really perfect. Take us through kind of what you do with a client. You know, how does the process work? Someone comes to you and they want to get the ball rolling to get their name out there more.
Sure. I've been blessed and had the benefit of working with a plethora of clients in various industries, from professional athletes to products to personalities. And I guess my forte and claim to fame is working with athletes. I kind of started off working with professional ball players. I'm from New Orleans. One of the first ball players I've ever worked with was a New Orleans Saint. And, you know, I'm not going to mention any names because the way we met was a very interesting situation. But we did a little damage control because of something that took place. But it allowed us to kind of take that unfortunate situation and create a positive image for that person through a positive initiative. So we did a school supply giveaway right on the heels of the negative situation that took place. So it was nothing major, but, you know, in the eyes of the public, and, you know, when you have such a large platform as a professional athlete, everything is magnified. But, you know, on the heels of that, we decided to do an event to kind of get him to come out and touch the community. And we literally spent, you know, a negative news story into a positive community-oriented initiative. So from there, I started working with some other professional athletes, and what we did was I would introduce myself to the guys, get to know them, and find out what they stood for, to find out, you know, off of the field, off of the court, you know, without the helmet and the jersey on, who are you, you know, really? What do you want your legacy to be? You know, what do you want to transition into after playing ball? So we would, you know, kind of talk about the foundation of how they were raised and the communities that they grew up in, and how kids are close to their heart, or how fitness and healthy eating may be really important to them. So once you kind of identify those things, then you start to figure out a way to associate them with other brands or other individuals in the community, business community, or in the marketplace in which they're playing, and then people kind of start to identify them with that particular industry. So it may be a ball player that's really into fitness. You take a Adrian Peterson. Adrian is really, he's a freak of nature on the field, freak of nature when it comes to fitness. And right now he owns one of the most successful sportsplexes, I think, in the Houston area. And he's known for that. So, of course, you know, you can associate him with, you know, it might be supplements, or it might be athletic equipment, athletic apparel. And then from there, you kind of start carving out a niche for that particular client. And then literally come up with a strategic marketing and public relations plan. And then you kind of want everything to be built around that. So if it's, you know, fitness, and it might be fitness geared towards kids. So we might do an event or a partnership with the health department from, you know, whatever city that the guys are playing in. Do a news story on it and use some public relations to kind of create a really good look. It might be a partnership with the athletic brand that is trying to get off the ground, and they need that one big push from a professional athlete or an individual with a following. And that's kind of how we develop the brand, you know, from the onset. We literally sit down and strategically talk about what the interest is and what the goal is, and then we take that and create objectives and try to reach our goal.
I appreciate how you broke that down for us, because you really took us on the journey. It made sense. I appreciate you giving us those, basically the examples, showing us from start to concept to how it works. You know, it sounds like you're right there with the client, hand in hand, so to speak, guiding them through to achieving some higher level of success or a greater level of publicity that's shaping their image. That's gotta be rewarding, right?
It is. And literally, you know, as you talk about branding, the name of my company is called Ascension Branding and Marketing. And, you know, the word ascension means to take something from one level to the next, higher heights and all that good stuff. So that's what we're all about, literally taking you, the client, you know, taking you from where you are to another stratosphere, another place, another experience, just another level above your competition.
Yeah, that's a good name. I really like that. You know, really, you've come on and established yourself as an expert in this field. So we want to ask another question, if we could. And that would be, you know, the best piece of advice you can give to someone who is starting their own brand and wants to get their name out there. Maybe they're not quite ready to work with you or someone else, but what can they do to just kind of get themselves jump-started and on the right path?
So, you know, one of the most important things is to really understand your competition and understand the marketplace so that you can set yourself apart from the competition. So going in and doing research, going in and checking out other restaurants, checking out other products that are in the same industry as you, so that you can kind of create an edge or an advantage to separate yourself from that particular brand. And then also, I think this is another in the medical field, there's this thing called CEUs, which is continued education units. You want to continually evolve as a company. When you see times are changing, when you see, you know, technology changing, you don't want to be antiquated and obsolete. It's kind of what happened with the transition from the physical to the digital age. You see what happened to Blockbuster and the transition to Netflix. You know, as a company, you want to kind of use projections and foresight so that you can transition and continue to have, you know, have your share of the marketplace and create longevity.
That's some really sound advice that you just gave, and the example of Blockbuster. Man, they really weren't thinking ahead and foreshadowing what was to come. You know, it's great that you mentioned that. Hey, you know what? This discussion, I think we're really learning a lot. And what I'd like to do is have you come back on in the future and maybe speak to us a little bit more about marketing, because it's something that we all need. Would that be all right with you?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Okay, great. And before we go today, please, could you let us know how we can get in touch with you or follow you on social media or your website, either or?
Absolutely. I'm on Instagram under JT the Publicist. I also have my company page, which is _teamascension_. If you need to get in touch with me via email, my email address is jtpublicist@gmail.com. And speaking of evolving and revolving and evolution, we're in the process right now relaunching our new website. So that'll be up very shortly. And it'll definitely be up by the time we get back on the show.
All right. That sounds good. You know, I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and talk to us, because a lot of us that are part of the show and part of this community are so interested in building our own personal brand and establishing our own company. So the information that you gave was really valuable. Thank you once again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now it's time for the Business Minute. He started working in his family business when he was 15 years old, started a swanky coffee shop in his early 20s, branched off into real estate, owns a commercial cleaning business, and is an entrepreneur through and through. Darius, what gems can you drop today?
Well, today I want to talk about what we feed our mind with every day when it comes to business and staying positive. What do we put in our heads? And one of the things I want to talk about is really feeding ourselves with positive things every minute or every hour of the day that we can.
That sounds good. It's definitely something that's needed today. Let's hear it.
My first point is every morning, and Richard, I noticed that you do this when we travel together. I know a lot of other successful men that do this every morning. They listen to something positive. You know, it's as simple as sometimes just finding something on YouTube, finding someone that you connect with on YouTube that just gives you a lot of positive sayings, some uplifting thoughts as you get started in the morning. One of the things I like to do is, even as I'm getting ready, maybe it's even while I'm taking a shower, just getting dressed in the morning, I'm listening to something positive, something uplifting. So my first point is start your day off with something positive.
Yeah, I definitely love to do that. You're right. I find something on YouTube, one of my go-to guys, you know, Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Gary Vee, somebody like that, and play a 15, 20-minute speech while I'm in the shower. And when I get out and I'm ready to hit the ground running, I'm ready to run through a brick wall.
Absolutely. It really does get you pumped for the day. Even if it's this podcast, listen to that. If you feel like we pump you up, definitely encourage that. But get your day started on the right note, because you're going to have different challenges that you face, and getting started on the right mindset is ultimately one of the most important things you can do during the day.
Yeah, great tip there. Let's have the next one.
Number two, read throughout the day. We have these little mini breaks throughout the day, and today I've noticed a lot of people want to jump on social media, see how many likes they've got, or see who's doing what. Skip all that. Get a positive book, something that you can read and look at. Don't be distracted by some of this nonsense stuff, I call it, or watching, you know, TV or listening to the radio music all the time. Get a book that's really encouraging, a business book or a positive book, and read little bits and pieces as you go through the day. It will keep your mind sharp.
Yeah, that's a real good tip. You know, a lot of times we do waste time, so let's put that time to use. Good one. Keep them coming.
Okay, and my final point in this, and this is probably one of the most important things you can do, is study your craft. You know, especially for those of us that are starting side businesses along with their job, you have little 15-minute breaks a lot of times at your job, or maybe an hour-long lunch. Rarely spend a whole hour eating. Study your craft. Really get to know your craft inside and out. You know, I took this from a lot of athletes I've read about, your Michael Jordans, your Kobe Bryants, your Tiger Woods, even in musicians. A lot of them will tell you they really studied their craft and tried to get the best out of everything they could look at. So the other suggestion I would have is you feed your mind with positive thoughts throughout the day. Also, throw in there your craft. Really study your craft so you know exactly the type of business that you're doing, the do's, the don'ts, and you'll be better equipped to face challenges.
I like that. So study your craft. Expand on that just a little bit. How do you do that exactly? Some people might be wondering.
But what I would do is, you know, a lot of times, whatever business we're in, there's several other businesses that might be similar. You know, Google those businesses, see how they're marketing, see what they're doing, see what they've found to be successful. And obviously, you're not going to exactly mimic them, but if they're more successful than you are, you can kind of get an idea of how to move in your business. Also, the history of what you're doing. What are some of the past projects that people have done in your field that they have found successful? And perhaps you can even find a niche as you do that research that could set you apart from anyone that's ever done what you're trying to do before.
Yeah, great advice. Really appreciate it, Darius. And like these business minutes that you come up with, a lot of good thoughts. And definitely looking forward to the next one.
I appreciate it. I look forward to being back.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for the Life of a Gentleman this week. As we said at the outset, we certainly appreciate you. And if you could, do us a favor. Could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? Literally takes about 30 seconds of your time, and it does a huge favor for us and lets us boost the reach that we can get on the show and lets other people find us so we can spread this information about the gentleman's lifestyle to even more guys and those that are interested in living this life of a gentleman. I want to say a special thank you to Steve from Reverse Cufflinks. Everybody definitely support Steve on reversecufflinks.com. He has amazing products. I mean, I have the opportunity to have a pair of his cufflinks, and I mean, it really does add something to your outfit. It's a conversation piece, and it's a very stylish way to keep your shirt rolled up, or if you just want to do something a little bit different and get some compliments, then he's the guy to see. Also, JT the publicist, we appreciate you coming on and giving us that information about marketing and branding. We know how important that is. Even if you're just a personal brand yourself, you know, we always say you are the CEO of You Incorporated, so how you represent yourself is also important. Also, special shout out to Dennis, who came through, talked about the belt and the shoes. You know, that's a conversation that's been going on for years, and I think he really cleared that up for us. Also, Darius talking about positivity. That's something we all need, especially these days. There's so many things that can get you down, so don't forget to keep your head up. Also, shout out to our producer. She does an amazing job for us every week. And big shout out to you, the listener, because without you, there is no show. If you have a show idea or there's a brand or a subject you want us to approach and talk about, drop us a line on the Life of a Gent. Go to the contact form. I'm more than happy to hear from you. Guys, as always, we appreciate you. And until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.